I can't get to sleep at night. The parking lot's so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years. Probably never made a single person cold. But I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Hope everyone's having a good Black Friday or had a great Thanksgiving. As we are, I guess, kind of getting past the doldrums of, you know, the holidays. Always that lag after Thanksgiving for me, at least. Coming up Monday on the program, as we always do, we'll have Dell Jackson from WVNM. We'll also have a friend from North Alabama, back in my North Alabama day, State Senator Steve Livingston. Talk about some aerospace and some other things going on in state politics. So you'll want to tune in for that, and probably a couple of guests to be named later as we're still filling out the show as we speak. Speaking of the State Senate and all things State Senate, always a pleasure to introduce my Friday guest, the man of the hour right now, State Senator Chris Elliott. Senator, how are you this morning?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me on, and happy day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you sound enthusiastic about it.
Well, it's my wife has said you have a day off, and we've got a lot of chores to do around the house. So this is the highlight of my day, Jeff.
Oh well, I guess that's it. Feels like an honor, but I am not sure that that it is quite the honor being bestowed. Let's get right into it. First off. You, on Sean Sullivan's show, Midday Mobile on Wednesday, you said something I think raised a lot of eyebrows, particularly given that I posted it on Yellowhammer News, that you weren't interested in working with Governor Ivey, with Highway Director, ALDOT Director John Cooper on this I-10 bridge. You want to wait till there's a new governor and a new ALDOT Director. Do you stand by that?
Oh, absolutely, and I guess my surprise is that surprised folks when I said that. Folks down here really had a serious trust issue with the ALDOT director and the administration as the I-10 Mobile Bayway project unfolded. The issue was certainly the toll. That there's no question about that. But almost more central to it, in my opinion, was that we had been told so many different things over the years and months leading up to what Governor Ivey called the death of this project.
Right.
And that is really where the breakdown was, certainly over the toll issue, but that this project was going to cost this, and then it was going to cost that, twice as much, and that the project was going to be a new bridge, and then it was going to be, oh, we have to toll the Wallace Tunnel as well. Whoa, hold on. And then, oh, by the way, we've got to, completely tear down the existing bayway and start over and adding in the cost associated with that. And then, oh, we're going to leave you a free alternative route, but that route will take you well out of your way. And, oh, by the way, we're going to work into the contract that somehow or another there's going to be no improvements allowed for the next 50 years on the causeway or the alternative route so as to preserve profits for the toll company. It just continued to get more odious as we went on. And my conversations with the administration were very frustrating. I mean, the state highway director told me in no uncertain terms he was trying to build this project with as little state funding as possible. Now, that was pretty offensive. That meant that my constituents were going to bear the brunt of the cost for this project, not using their gas tax dollars, which is how we fund roads and infrastructure in Alabama, but by using this toll mechanism. And that really got my nose out of joint, and I think really created a trust issue that is irrecoverable at this point, unrecoverable.
I was watching this from afar. I was up in Huntsville, and that was the topic of state politics. You'd ask members of the legislators up there about what they thought. But really, it always seemed to me that this was the case, that Ivy and her administration, they weren't as interested in winning over support just in Mobile or Baldwin counties, where we're about. They were playing the statewide game, and they operated on the assumption that that either people north of Conecuh County wouldn't care about it, or that they would do it the other thing. They would make it seem like you guys down there at the beach just want a free bridge. You don't want to pay for it, and you want the rest of the state to pay for your bridge. And that seemed to be the game plan to get this across the finish line.
Well, that may have been their justification or their argument. It's not accurate, and
right.
and it's not true either.
But that was the perception. That was the perception they were trying to create. And when we talk about this dishonesty, to me that seemed to be a big thing in my mind. That was just absolutely shamelessly dishonest about their approach.
Well, and to that point, you look at the gas tax revenue raised in Baldwin County and Mobile County, and we could pay for the bridge. I mean, we're just with the gas tax revenue, period. That could happen if the administration and ALDOT made this a priority, just as it's made other projects, large projects like, you know, like the big elevated bridge projects in Birmingham a priority. It's doable. We've got to get a governor and an ALDOT director that sees this area as a priority and frankly is not trying to build a major infrastructure project on the backs of the residents here in coastal Alabama and frankly just not understanding or appreciating the contribution that coastal Alabama makes to the state coffers. That was a bridge too far, again, if you'll forgive the pun.
Well, they don't. I guess the problem here is with your approach, and I'm sure you've heard from some of your fellow elected officials. You go ahead, you burn that bridge. That you're not going to work with this governor. What if she runs again? What if we're not dealing with this until 2026 or something?
Well, this funding mechanism that the governor has bought into, and to be fair to Governor Ivey, this is something she inherited from the Bentley administration. I mean, this is a project and a funding mechanism that was inherited from the Bentley administration and the highway director from John Cooper. And my early conversations with the Ivey administration and her chief of staff were, look, what's being proposed and the way you're headed is not going to work. And I told the ALDOT director that, and I told the administration that. And I got an approach that was, unfortunately, not atypical from the administration, and that was, this is how we're going to do it, and you can like it or not. And that was, again, that goes back to the trust issue, right? This administration, this highway director, was perfectly willing to saddle this area with a 50-year commitment that was not going to work for the area, that was opposed by almost every single elected official I know, that was opposed by the lion's share of the public that would be using this project. This was an incredibly unpopular and unworkable and economically damaging proposal. And yet, they were completely willing to move forward with it. They were completely willing to shove it down everybody's throat, even hearing all of that opposition. And that, to me, is where the trust breaks down. They weren't interested in finding a solution. They were interested in doing it their way. And unfortunately, whether this governor is around for two more years or longer than that, I don't see that approach changing. I haven't seen the first thing out of ALDOT that indicates that they're interested in changing their approach. I see only a desire to move forward with their plan because they said so. And that being the only way they want to proceed, and that's something I'm going to fight every day.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, it just never seemed from the get-go they were interested in winning over support locally in this area for this project. It's like you said, any efforts to come down here and sell it to the public, they shrugged them off. I think they maybe tried to do a PR campaign or something of that sort, but it never seemed to be that serious to me.
You're correct. I mean, they were not interested. You'll recall a request by many elected officials to hold a toll authority meeting down here so that they could hear from the residents. And the administration was ardent that they had no interest in doing that and were not interested in, as you pointed, trying to win anybody over or to amend their plan to address some of these concerns. And while some may say, oh, hey, you really need to work with the administration and try to come up with a solution, look, that's been tried, and this administration is not willing to work on this proposal to come up with a solution that is workable, not just, you know, for the residents of coastal Alabama, my constituents, but for our economy down here. You know, the toll they were proposing would have significantly changed the relationship, the economic relationship in coastal Alabama, would have significantly changed how we do business with Mobile and Baldwin do business with each other. It would have been very bad. And this administration just doesn't seem willing to look at any alternatives other than their plan and their idea.
Joined by State Senator Chris Elliott here on FM Talk 106.5. Senator Elliott, the bigger picture here, and look, I know that like every elected official, or particularly in the legislature, they have their pet project they want, and they have their ideas where state highway dollars ought to be spent. But do we need, should there be some kind of reform to what's going on at ALDOT, the way we think about and prioritize road projects? Because you hear a lot of griping from all corners of the state about the way they do that. And at times, and this was true in North Alabama not that long ago with the winding of 565, and back then State Senator Bill Holtzclaw, that they use it too much and oftentimes as a political tool, that the highway funds are often politicized in a way that is to be favorable for whoever is governor at the time.
There's no question about it. And I think that broadly, most folks around the state would agree with the assertion that we need to do this differently. The exception to that will be those that are the governor or about to be the governor, because it is an incredibly powerful tool. Representative Chris Pringle has introduced year after year a different mechanism to do this, to accomplish this goal, forming a highway commission, to identify and fund projects based on merit. I have introduced an identical bill to his last session. It did not make it out of the Transportation Committee. It didn't even come up in the Transportation Committee, which is pretty frustrating. I think the governor leaned on the chairman of the Transportation Committee pretty hard on that to keep it right where it was. But listen, you have to understand, most people would agree, that planning large, complicated highway funding schemes every 4 years, or changing them potentially every 4 years at the end or beginning of a governor's term, is a mistake. These projects take longer than that to design and implement. We need a funding plan and a construction plan that looks out over a 10-year or 20-year period to address the concerns for the growing parts of our state. And this administration has, and again, this highway director has told me before, listen, my funding plan lasts as long as the governor tells it me to. And that's it. Well, it is very much a political tool and used by the governor as a political tool.
And in this circumstance, you have the same ALDOT director that you had under Robert Bentley. They never made that change. But I do find the lot of these long-term plans that they do put out there, they're antiquated. They're not addressing the growth of the current situation. And I think probably your district is going to be one of the fastest growing district, or it is going to be the fastest growing Senate district in the state. It's going to be faster than what's going on in Huntsville over the next 10 years, at least based on projections. But you hear all the big projects up that way, you don't really see, I mean, they're doing some stuff in South Baldwin County, but it doesn't sound like that's a big part of the plan.
Well, and there are a lot of projects that are ongoing right now that had started, again, work on 4, 5, 6 years ago when I was still on the county commission, that I worked very hard on to make sure they got in the pipeline. And that is the challenge that we will continue to have in the faster growing parts of the state. And you correctly point out that we're probably the fastest, is to make sure we put the dollars across the state, whether they're in my district or someone else's, where they are doing the most good economically for our state. And that is in the faster growing parts of the state, like Huntsville, like Baldwin County. That's where we need to be putting our transportation dollars, and we need to focus on that. Using highway dollars for political purposes in areas of the state that are not growing or are stagnant is not the way to do it. And unfortunately, this administration is doing just that.
Senator, we got to leave it there. We got to get out of here. But thank you so much for making time for us this morning, and we'll do it again real soon.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend.
All right. That was State Senator Chris Elliott, ladies and gentlemen, making time for us. I mean, he's not wrong here. And this goes back, this predates Governor Ivey, and it predates Bentley. Using highway dollars as a political tool, and then that's maybe in some ways what we're a victim of down in this part of the state a lot of times. Got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean.